Ready? Call order, Board of Works, for October the 10th. We need approval of minutes from September 25th.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, Department Head Reports, Parks Department.
You haven't been doing anything, have you?
Steve Beam, Vincent's Parks. This past weekend, we dedicated the Lester Square Fitness Park. I want to thank everyone that came out for that. Thanks to all the donors, especially to Ally Bobe.
It's a great turnout.
Yeah, it was a good time. I have a certificate here to present for the City of Vincennes. The Parks received one, and I had Ally Bobe receive one also. Playcore is the parent company of Game Time. They have a program called a National Demonstration Site. It recognizes communities that makes an effort to get their community involved in a healthy atmosphere and lifestyle. What it allows us, we get nationally recognized through their company, through their social media. They will do a press release about Vincennes, and then we will be looked upon from other cities that will buy this equipment can look at ours. So this is just a certificate for the mayor's office. We have one, and I have one given to Ally.
Great.
For her work.
For that Playcore. Yeah, very nice, Steve.
Next Wednesday is our board meeting, 6:30, at the Parks Office. And then October 28th, on a Saturday, will be our Touch-A-Truck that we have each year at Greg Park. Setup will start at 8:00. It'll then go from 10:00 to 12:30. Usually what we do is we have vehicles from local companies and businesses, NDOT, the Sheriff's Department, the Fire Department, that come out. They give away candy, and the kids can dress up and walk and honk the horns and jump in the cab. So that will be Saturday, October 28th.
Great.
Thanks.
Thanks, Steve. Police Department. A big wedding this weekend.
Vacation week, it's a good week.
There you go.
Dusty Luking, Vincennes Police Department. I first wanted to mention our K-9 guys there at the Vincennes Police Department. Our department helped co-host the Nationals for the American Police K-9 Association. It was a really nice week for training for K-9 teams for around the United States, and also was a nice public display that they had out at Inman Field. We did receive an award from the American Police K-9 Association for co-hosting that, and so I just want to thank my K-9 guys for all their hard work they did to get all that together. I had a couple other matters tonight. First of all, I wanted to set trick-or-treat hours. Again, these are just a suggested guideline for people. We ask that they turn their outside lights on if they're going to entertain trick-or-treaters, and we ask that trick-or-treaters, if they don't have their light on, to respect those folks as well. And we're looking at Monday and Tuesday, the 30th and 31st, from 5:30 to 9:00. So Monday and Tuesday be the 30th and 31st, from 5:30 to 9:00, on the official trick-or-treat hour. Lastly, I would ask that, we have our surplus vehicles at the police department from putting in our 15 that we got, and we're looking to send some of those to auction. But I wanted to make a special request. I've been talking with the chief at Bicknell, Terry Strimming, and I believe the mayor has as well, as far as they would like, and we would like to be able to donate one of those vehicles to Bicknell that they can take up there, and if they need to do anything to it to get it where it needs to be for them, they can do so. But he expressed that it would really help them out if they could have one of those donations.
So do we need to take some action on that, Dave? So I'll make a motion that we donate one of the surplus cars from the Vincennes Police Department to the Bicknell Police Department.
And sell the others.
And sell the others.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Great, thanks. Chief, good idea.
Street sanitation, Bryce.
It's the time of year for leaves to start falling down, but they have not yet. So we don't have our equipment out, and we're anticipating probably in the next 2 weeks, at least trying to come up with some dates, just to say we're going to start, even if it just so people can get ready.
Our new street sweeper.
I'm sorry?
New street sweeper.
Yes, we did receive the new street sweeper. It works well, and it's a very good piece of equipment.
Great. And thanks for your help with the cleanup that we did with the day of caring. That was, picked up a lot of bags. That was great.
You brought them all by, so it worked out well.
I'm the trash man.
City engineer.
So you're going to let the boss talk, or is he going to?
He wanted to hit the gavel.
Second and Niblack, we have a unofficial anticipated completion date back closer to Thanksgiving now. The original completion date is November 7th. The contractor has acknowledged that he is not going to meet that date. So liquidated damages will start November 8th, that project. Sixth and Main has begun. Notice the nice lake we had this morning.
Swimming pool.
Yeah, they were about a day short of getting the storm pipe put in that would have prevented all that. So they're working on getting it dried out now, and storm sewer will be going in this week. And I have CCMG pre-bid meetings this week with plan holders for the 2017 CCMG bid package with Milestone and EMB on Thursday.
Great. Thanks, John.
We have no old business. Move to new business. First up is muster on the wall bash signs. You have a thing in your packet where they have...
Hello?
Large sandwich board signs, right?
All right. John Mays from the Vincent State Historic Sites, and we have muster on the wall bash coming up. So, of course, every year we have the request for the two signs for muster, the locations. One, like always, will be off 6th Street on the little property, Charlie Cantwell's, which, of course, we get his permission as well. And then the other one's on Park Street by McDonald's.
Okay.
That's what we're requesting. Up on October 18th and down on November 6th. So.
Okay. Up October 16th?
Yeah, 18th, yeah.
And down on November
6th. November 6th would be the Friday and the Monday after the event, right. So.
Okay. So we'll make a motion for the placement of muster on the Wabash signs to be at Hart Street by McDonald's and 6th and St. Clair from October 16th until November 6th.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Next is pavilion rental for October 28th, Three Nails Project.
Well, my name is Rodney Hollifield, and I'm with the Three Nails Project, and we're here to seek the usage of the Riverfront Pavilion Saturday, October the 28th, from 2 to 7, with the event running from, from 2 to 8.
Okay.
With the event running from 3 to 7.
3 to 7, okay.
Yes. And this is a benefit fundraiser to just proceeds are going to go to help our organization.
Right. And so, Paula, you've got insurance coming.
I did not. I could not get the insurance by this evening, but I will get that.
Okay. So we will tentatively approve the rental of the pavilion on October 28th from 2 o'clock to 8 o'clock with a benefit occurring between 3 and 7 pending receipt of the insurance and the contract.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Good luck with that.
And then last is City of Vincent's Comprehensive Plan Update. This is through Stellar. We talked about getting our comprehensive plan updated. We are looking at hiring Luckett Farley, and the amount is $22,400.
What was the name of the?
Luckett Farley.
Bucket?
Luckett
Farley, okay. All right. Develop it. Okay.
So we can get that moving forward to update that plan. So.
Okay. And we are, what's the date, Tim? We're 8 days out from knowing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm ready. Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the contract with Luckett Foley Development for the comprehensive plan update in the amount of $22,400.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We have nothing under miscellaneous, just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.